And Enterprise Odd Store. Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, those numbers are 918-336-1400 and the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Good morning. How may I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. I'm trying to sell it's for a young lady, you know, like a teenager girl or even older. It's a bed and a chest. And it's all in pretty good condition. And the number to call to see what's the best, you know, offer would be 918-914-1431. 918-914-1431.
Perfect. And you're selling a bed.
It's a girl's bed plus the chest, you know, and where she can put all her stuff or whatever. It's
sure.
A pretty nice shape. And I'm not going to put it a price, so if they call me, they can go over there and take a look at it. I cannot hold it for them, but they would have to hold it themselves.
Oh, sure.
But it's a pretty good setting, pretty good condition.
Okay, so 918-914-1431 for the bed and chest of drawers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All
have
right,
a nice day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Yeah, I got a 6-year-old dresser for sale for $50. Phone number is 918-766-8454. Okay. I really need to sell it today.
A 6-year-old chest of drawers, and you're selling it today for $50, 918-766-8454.
Yes, ma'am. It's a real nice dresser.
Okay. All right. We appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we appreciate those phone calls, 918-336-1400, toll-free, 1-800-749-5936, and looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. And I am here till 9:30, and right now I have wide open lines again, 918-336-1400, and toll-free, 1-800-749-5936, items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We'll talk about garage sales, estate sales, yard sales, moving sales. We'll talk about fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit, and we'll always talk about community events. And with that, I'll be right back.
Congratulations to Bartnett IP for being selected as our business of the day. Today, the staff at Bartnett IP will enjoy a dozen donuts from South Daylight Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business to your Bartlesville radio station sales representative. Then listen to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM, Monday through Friday as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
Hey, Frederick, it looks like you've been working out.
You're right, I have been working out. I've been preparing for the Bartlesville K-Life Run Neville 10K race.
Oh, sweet. How do I get involved?
You can get involved by going to BartlesvilleKLife.com. On that website, there's a link to the run website.
Does it cost?
It's $40, and that price includes medals and T-shirts.
Oh, cool. I want a medal and a cool K-Life T-shirt. Are there any other details I need to know?
Yes, you could go to Bartlesville K-Life Facebook page or the Run Facebook page or call 407-683-1337.
Sweet. See you there.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. So far, I've had two people call in. One is selling a bed and a chest of drawers. It's for girls. 918-914-1431. Second person called in selling a six-drawer dresser. $50 for that. 918-766-8454 is the phone number to call. And I am looking for your calls here at 918-336-1400 and the toll-free 1-800-749-5936. And, of course, we're looking for items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30. Our time now is almost 9:17. With that, I'll be right back.
Food is the subject on the dining guides between 11 and noon, Monday through Friday, on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KRIG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey Del Burrito Express, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Avila's Mexican Buffet, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville. CV's in Dewey and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Before we get to the weather, let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a ornate quilt rack about 6 feet in width, and it's got a shelf, and then it's got 2 little hearts. It's all wood, and then it's got a place to hang quilts or blankets or whatever, and I want to see if I can sell that for $20 today. And
okay.
Also, I have a 35-inch TV for $30. And I'm looking for somebody that works on stereo systems. I've got a few that needs to be looked at, and I'm needing somebody to that with knowledge to fix them.
Okay.
And the number to call is 918-766-1577.
All right. And again, you have that ornate quilt rack. It's about 6 foot wide, has a shelf in it with some little hearts on it. It's all wood for $20. And you also have for sale a 35-inch TV for $30. And then you're looking for a repair person that we will work on stereos. 918-766-1557. That's 766-1557. That is the phone number to call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Bye-bye. And with that, let's go ahead and take a check of our weather.
Let's talk ROI, return on investment. I'm Sherry Wilt, President and CEO of the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. And for the past 35 years, Bartlesville voters have voted to keep a quarter-cent sales tax to help diversify our economy, to bring in new industry and new jobs, and over the past 5 years, to bring in the brands so many wanted, such as Chick-fil-A, TJ Maxx, Ross, Petco, Hideaway Pizza, and others, all bringing in outside revenue to our city through visitor spending. This small one-quarter-of-a-penny sales tax has made a big impact on Bartlesville. It made possible the 100,000 square foot expansion of ABB and helped existing companies like Custom Molding Services, Metal Goods Manufacturing, Service and Technology Corporation, and others to expand their businesses and employ more people. It made the construction of Silver Lake Village and the redevelopment of Eastland Shopping Center and the old Kmart property possible. Our community stands ready with incentive funds as opportunities arise thanks to this small tax. So vote yes Tuesday, April 6th to see progress continue and with no tax increase. There's no better return on investment.
Paid for by the committee for city progress.
Showers and storms will vacate the area pretty quickly this morning. We'll have clouds and the cool weather sticking around for the majority of the day. Southwest winds at 20 to near 30 miles per hour. A little breezy at times. Late this afternoon, the clouds thin a little. That's when we make some progress into the mid or upper 50s. Tomorrow morning, 40. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 60. Another system, a chance for storms Wednesday night and early Thursday. Then also Thursday mid-morning, a few showers and storms near or south of the area. Pretty good weekend approaching. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News 9-6's Alan Crum.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it is cloudy out, 50 degrees. Our time now, 9:21. We're looking for a high of 55 and a low of 37 this evening. And then tomorrow, looks like partly cloudy skies with a high of around 59, low of 43. And our time now is 9:21, time for our Oklahoma Energy Report. Also, right after that, we'll do our doggone report. I'll be back in about 4 to 5 minutes with more of Consumer Calls.
Reversing course. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. After posting its first weekly loss in the last 6 weeks and the steepest decline since last October, oil prices started the new week on an up note. While there is still more than enough worry to go around when it comes to the new COVID-19 lockdowns in parts of Europe, as well as Europe's problems in getting its people vaccinated, traders seemed content on Monday to buy on the decline and worry later about the other things. The consensus of analysts is the downward pressure on oil prices hasn't gone anywhere in spite of Monday's bounce. They point to expectations that OPEC Plus will gradually increase production as demand improves, and that U.S. shale producers, who have been very cautious when it comes to ramping up as oil prices strengthen, will eventually increase production, bolstering that expectation, a jump in the latest weekly active rig count from Baker Hughes. The NYMEX April crude contract rose 0.2% on Monday to $61.55 a barrel. Natural gas prices took a bounce upwards after posting another weekly loss last week. Prices have been weakening as the heating season draws to a close. The NYMEX April crude contract rising about 1.9% on Monday to $2.58 a million BTUs. The price at the pump continues to climb, no surprise given the rise in demand and stronger oil prices. AAA's fuel price report says the nation's average price for a gallon of unleaded rose another 2 cents over the 7-day period that ended yesterday. At $2.88, it's 74 cents a gallon more than for the same time last year. AAA says Oklahoma had the fifth lowest average price for regular on Monday at $2.67 a gallon, about a penny more than a week ago, a whopping 92-cent gain from a year ago. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it's time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. Answer questions. At the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture. And then once you hit the submit button, it does not go to the website. It does, however, go to us, and we take care of what we need to and send it on its way. But if you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can also email me, Sharon, that's Sharon at BartlesvilleRadio.com, with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. Nothing to report today, so that's a very good thing. And that is our Doggone Report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. I have wide open lines here till 9:30, so I have plenty of time to take another call or so. And you can do that by calling 918-336-1400. or you can go to our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. And items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, licensed to renting vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. And so far today, we've had a bed with a chest of drawers, a little girl's or a young woman's, teenager's girl's bedroom set for 918-914-1431. It is for sale. Also, a six-drawer chest of drawers for $50, 918-766-8454. And then an ornate quilt rack about 6 foot wide with shelf, has a couple of hearts on it, is all wooden. It is for sale for $20. We have a 35-inch TV for $30. And she's also looking for a repair person for stereos, 918-766-1557. And good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a couple items for sale this morning. Number one is a pulling unit to use on oil wells. It's probably manufactured in the 80s. It's on a mid-80s model truck. Anyway, I'd like to have $2,500 for it.
Okay.
Or I would trade it for something to, you know, that I could use.
Okay.
This thing will run, but there is no title to it. You know, most of the guys don't title them anyway. They just take them from one location to the next.
Okay.
Also, I've got a one-ton winch truck, long wheelbase. Got a hydraulic winch on it. Haven't had it running, so I'm going to say it don't run. There's no title to it either.
Okay.
But I'd like to have $1,200 for it.
Okay. And your number?
Or I would trade it off.
Okay. And your phone number?
My phone number is 918-440-8732.
All right. We have it. We appreciate it. Thank you. And that is going to do it for me today. I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls. Same time, same station. With that, have a beautiful day.
What I have been advocating is that we need to look at everybody.